welcome to this week's Good Work Show, everybody. Hope you are having a great day today.
Yeah, so it's the weather, I think, has officially broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed. It's cool most of the time, though I did just turn my air conditioner on, but, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I know, yeah. And it's always
been off
here, so.
Yeah, it has been off for the last few days, but there's a lot of, I mean, can't complain about the fact that there's a lot of sunshine, so.
Yeah, it could be for a lot of rain, so, you know. There's that.
So we got that going on. Official word came down this week that the most important news, of course, is that the NBA will be back on December 22nd. So
Rock on, NBA.
Can't Elaine wait. Can use her league pass and she doesn't have to email Adam Silver anymore.
That's right. Yeah. Probably blocked me anyway.
Right. I think we're getting 72 games. I think they said so.
72 is good. I mean, that's like only 10 off, you know.
Yeah, I think it's 72.
I can appreciate 72.
I think that's what the report said.
I really would just like to talk to LeBron and ask him about, you know, the off season was like short, you know, so I wonder how the players who played in the finals feel about going back in December where their off time is like way, way shorter than like normally. But you know, they don't really turn up until like after the All-Star break. So,
but that usually, I mean, but the All-Star break is what, February typically?
Did they move it back? This is January.
I don't know. I actually haven't looked. All I saw is I got an alert and then I called, you know, I texted our inside man, be like, is this real?
Yeah. Yeah,
but I haven't dug into the details to see if they're going to do an All-Star game or anything like that. I just saw that they had officially voted on the start date and had agreed to that.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I hope they have an All-Star game. That's like, you know, that's kind of a good weekend for me. I want to see some stuff.
It's just going to be interesting to see what this looks like. I mean,
yeah.
You know, we like going to the games. Anybody who follows our social media has seen that we try to pop up at, you know, State Farm at least once or twice a season.
Right.
So, I don't know. I've been getting the surveys from the NBA, like, what would you feel comfortable with? Well, they ask you, like, they're like, where are your seats normally? What would you be comfortable with? How would food service, you know, all those kind of. So I've been answering the surveys to try to, I'm like, well, I want my opinion to count. So I answer the survey. So we'll see what that's going to be. I mean, I know that people might've been expecting us to be excited about something else, but no. With Georgia,
I'm not sad about it. Let's just be clear. There is no sadness about it.
I talked to my dad this week and he was like, y'all are about to get it in Georgia. I was like, yeah, with two Senate seats and now everything else is over and this is the only thing to focus on. I just think I might turn my phone off for the month.
Yeah.
Because,
well, I mean, you have to turn your TV off too and all of your social media, because every video I've watched for the last, I don't know, 8 months has started off with the political ad on the pre-roll. And I'm like, can I just skip pad? Like, no, you can't skip it. Both sides too. It's like whatever side they want, you know, I'm like,
this may be the thing that makes me pay for premium Pandora. Cause that could be the only thing that you get that you can for sure take out all the commercials. It's going to be interesting, but the most interesting thing we have going on today is our guest that we're going to bring on.
Yeah, Franklin Johnson, who is the executive director for BRAG, Bike Ride Across Georgia. Oh my gosh, Bike Ride Across Georgia. I don't know why I keep doing that.
If you're thinking about Mothers Against.
Maybe, I may think about MAD. So anyway, Bike Ride Across Georgia is going to come on the show and talk to us. And they were on a couple years ago and we really thought that they had a great, great organization, great mission. So we invited them back.
Yeah. So if you're a lot of people are picking up new, I mean, the number of people that I have seen on my social media that have bought a Peloton in the last 6 months.
Oh yeah.
Cause everybody's like, oh, well, I broke down. I bought a Peloton. Yeah. So anybody who's recently discovered their love of cycling, you can take it outside. And Franklin's going to talk to us about the name of the organization is not just the name, like they legitimately ride their bikes across Georgia. So just fair warning, this isn't just like, it's not like Hands Across America where it was just like
you stand in a line, like, and lock hands and go
and you hold hands, but yeah, really the line broke at the end of the block, like it wasn't real, like, but they like legit ride across Georgia. So there's that.
So it should be cool catching up with them and seeing what they've got going, and then also giving you some information about how you can participate. Because, you know, right now we're still in the pandemic, so who knows what's going to happen by the time they get their ride. But that's a great way to be socially distant, active, and around people with some feet in front of you,
yeah,
or behind you.
That close to you on a bicycle. So huh? I said nobody can get that close to you on a bicycle.
No. Not unless you ride in the Tour de France. Those people, they get close. I would never, that is one thing I was like, because I would just be like, this is the part where I get out the race. And so let me just cut. And then it'd be a domino effect. Everybody in that pack would go down because they're like, hold on, that's not how you do that. Like, well, I want to stop. You shouldn't have been on my bumper.
You're allowed to tailgate the Tour de France. But even just the, but when there is a spill, it looks off. I'm like, it's worse than like race. It's worse than race car crashes. It's like, oh my God, like you can't,
you're
looking, it's bad. Yeah. But that doesn't happen on Bragg because it's a happy, friendly ride. It's not, you know.
Yeah, right. It's not a race. That's the thing.
Not a,
It's like at your own, you know, leisurely, you know, just enjoy the scenery.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll hear from Franklin in a minute, and I'm excited to be back with you guys today, and we'll see you in a minute when we talk to Franklin.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Good Work Show. We are excited because we have Franklin Johnson with us, and he is the executive director for Bike Ride Across Georgia. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here and talk with you guys this morning.
Absolutely. So we have had Bragg on because that's what we affectionately have been calling Bike Ride Across Georgia.
Not against Georgia. They're not.
Yeah, against not against Georgia. Across.
Very much across for Georgia.
Yeah. Very much.
Gosh, it's been probably like a year or two. It has to be. And
it's been a little while.
Yeah. So we're excited to have you back because we want you to share with our listeners about what Bragg is, what your mission is. We thought it was really cool and just want to be able to talk about it here. So give us a sense of who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. So Bragg is here to provide quality, affordable, family-friendly cycling tours to citizens of Georgia and beyond. It's a really great organization for cyclists, and we think that there are a lot of parallels between cycling and life. So we're trying to get as many people into the sport and experiencing it as possible.
Cool. So talk to us a little bit about the history of the organization. Like, how did you get started? Who was the first person out there riding a bike I feel like it's like the story, you know, like in Forrest Gump where he was just running and then everybody joined in and then he runs across the country. Like in my mind, I kind of want to believe that's how it is. Like there was one person on a bicycle and then all of a sudden there's like a bunch of people riding across Georgia. So I'm sure that's not the real story, but until you give me another one, that's what I'm going to go with.
Surprisingly, it's actually pretty close to that. there was a bicycle ride out in Iowa called Rag Bri, and they started in the 70s, and it was a journalist who just got a job at the newspaper, and he decided that to connect with the state, he was going to ride his bicycle across the state and stop at all the small towns along the way and kind of get a feel for the culture and vibrancy of the state. So he said he was going to do it. I think 50 people joined him the first year, and now they have, you know, 25,000 plus people do it every year.
It is Forrest Gump.
It is, right.
That's exactly a very similar story. If only we can get Tom Hanks to star in our origin story.
Right. Today, right? Yeah. Well, he might. You know, who knows? Just ask.
That's he might. He might. I'm sure he's not doing much anymore, right?
Right. Exactly. He's got nothing going on.
Dot Moss, she was the lady that started it. She went out and did RAGBRAI and thought that Georgia and the Southeast needed something like that. So she brought it back here in 1980, and it actually started as GASBY, the Georgia's Annual State Bicycling Event, which was a horrible name, and they quickly realized that. So in 1985, they changed the name to BRAG, Bicycle Ride Across Georgia, and it's much catchier acronym, I think. And it's been going strong ever since. It started with small bike shops would lead each year. A different bike shop would take it over, and it wasn't until the mid-80s that they decided to install a director and kind of make it a well-organized event. And then, you know, with Lance Armstrong, Tour de France, late 90s, early 2000s, it really grew, and there's about 3,000 people that did it every year during that time. So it's really a great organization.
Wow, fantastic. So tell us about, like, what you hope people will get out of biking across Georgia. Like, you think about it, if you go back to like the Forrest Gump story, you think about all the things that, you know, running across the state he might have seen, but biking across the state, I imagine that that's some of what you think and you're hoping that, you know, the folks are going to get from it, is to see, you know, scenery. I mean, right now it's, you know, leaves are changing, we're getting ready into this season, it's nice outside, it's not too hot, not too cool, but tell us about that. Tell us what you are hoping folks will get out of, you know, taking a bike trip across the state.
Yeah, so it's an adventure. You know, everybody these days is looking for an adventure, and BRAG is certainly that. You know, you arrive on the first day, and then you get out of your car, and you're on your bike for a whole week. You're pedaling 400 miles clear across the state. I think a lot of people really end it with a sense of accomplishment. It's such a big thing that you're going to look back on for the rest of your life, and you'll be able to tell people that you rode your bicycle all the way across the state. I think that blows a lot of people's minds when you tell them that. So a lot of people leave, you know, with a great sense of accomplishment and just a realization. I think there's a lot of crossover between cycling and life, that, you know, the obstacles in your life are not as big as they seem, and things that may seem insurmountable are certainly not. You take them a day at a time, and a week later, before you know it, you know, you're on the coast of Georgia when you started in the mountains. You know, it's a great crossover. And a lot of times people don't expect it, but they make good friends on this ride. Our whole community is so strong. Everybody has what they call their BRAG friends. That they it's like summer camp for adults when they show up, and they've got their friends that they've known forever. They've done 5 BRAGs together, and they start the week off, and they get little communities within their informed team. So it's a great way to form bonds. And lastly, I think it really helps develop healthy habits. You know, I think especially during this pandemic, people aren't allowed, they're supposed to go to the gym. So now they are getting on their bikes and refinding that joy of riding their bike again. And, you know, to do BRAG, you got to do some training. So it definitely helps develop some healthy habits.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be my very next question. So how do people get started? What level of experience? I mean, I assume they'd have to know how to ride a bike. Beyond that, like, what, how do people get started? So like, if they're sitting, I don't know exactly when the next ride is, but say they want to do the ride, the next one that you could theoretically get ready for, what, you know, what should they start doing?
Just get a bike and start pedaling. That's really all there is to it. You know, I'd say the number one requirement is just being able to ride confidently on your bike. You know, when you're in BRAG and you're doing BRAG, you're going to be riding around other people's. There's, you know, cars on the road, obviously. So you just have to be able to ride confidently. But I wouldn't say there's any, you know, fitness barometer to be able to start. You know, if you can, you know, get on your bike and ride a few times a week, you know, 4 or 5 miles, and get that up to you're riding 30 miles at a time. You know, the difference between 55 miles and 35 miles is really not a lot. So the fitness barometer is not.
I mean, it's 20 miles.
It sounds like a lot, but you break it up. You know, we have rest stops, you know, every 15 miles or so, where you stop, and we've got Powerade, Cokes, you know, chips, cookies, granola bars, all kinds of things to get you refreshed and back on the road. And, you know, and if you do have an incident where, you know, you can't make it that day, we call it bonking in the cycling community. You know, we have folks that'll come and pick you up and take you the rest of the way. So it's not as big a challenge as most people perceive it in their brains. But it's really a great experience. And we have a ride coming up in April. It's called Spring Tune-Up, which we call it the tune-up for our big ride. And in June, the first week of June is when we do the full ride every year. But in April, we have multiple different routes you can come ride every day. So if you want to come out there and do 10 miles, you know, you can do that. And then when you're done, you can sit by the campfire, listen to live music, and have an adult beverage and talk to everybody else about all the miles you did that day. So it's a really great event to kind of get ready for the big full bicycle ride across Georgia.
Now, can you do the bonfire and adult beverages without riding the miles? Like, can you
show
just
up to the bonfire?
There are a number of families that come, and you know, mom or dad, you know, one of them will stay back and you know, just enjoy the camp scene while the spouse rides. So certainly opportunities to come enjoy yourself. I mean, it truly is a festival. When you get off the bike, we focus just as much on the experience when you get off the bike as well as you're on the bike, because you're not riding the full day. So as soon as you get off the bike, you know, we've got masseuses there. There are mechanics if you need to get your bike fixed. You know, we'll usually have about 3 bands in the evenings each day. We have a full bar there. So it's a great experience, even if you're not crushing the miles.
Nice. So it's like a party all week long. Like, if you want to go to this week long party and work out at the same time, you should like register for the next ride.
That's exactly right. It's every night there is something going on, and each town does something a little bit different. So we'll go through all, you know, we'll hit big towns like Atlanta or Savannah. But a lot of times we go through some small towns that you've never heard of. You know, last time we went through Dublin, they had a 12 band all day festival for us while we were there. So as soon as you get off the bike, there's tons of stuff to do with all your friends that you've made along the way. That mutual suffering of, you know, grinding out 55 miles, you make friends pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Well, cool. So if folks want to learn more about Bragg and want to, of course, like, get ready for that April ride, how should they do that? Should they go to the website? Tell us the best way to do that and where they can find out more.
Yeah, so best thing to do is just type in Bragg in Google. We're the first result. We've been around a long time. So we have a great website, just bragg.org. And you can look up all of our rides, when they are, and what there is to do at each ride there. We also have great social media accounts. We have a 5,000 member social media group that if you have a question, you will get 25 brilliant answers. They are great at responding to newbies' questions. It's a great resource to check out.
Awesome. And then just one more question. Are there ways for folks who don't ride, can they support your efforts? And, you know, are there opportunities to get involved? Sort of like, are there volunteer opportunities at those events that people who just may want to come out and support can get involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. We always need volunteers. At each rest stop, we have folks making peanut butter jelly sandwiches, handing out Powerade, making sure the rest stops are well stocked. And that's always a great way if you're not sure you're into this whole cycling thing, come out and check it out. You know, come out and check out one of the events, you know, pass out some peanut butter jelly sandwiches, or you can drive SAG and pick up people who aren't feeling so hot that day. We've got lots of volunteer opportunities, and there's a link on the website. If you want to do that, reach out to us and we'll be in touch.
Cool. Fantastic. Well, thank you, Franklin, for joining us today and telling us all about Bragg. And audience, if you are interested, you should definitely check out their website, bragg.org, sign up for that April ride, and then get prepared for June so you can have all the fun. It's like literally party for a week on your bike outside, enjoying the weather, enjoying the scenery of Georgia. I mean, you know, what else is there to do? So thank you, Franklin, for being here. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.